This is building recovery stage 3. We're looking at the ground floor and we're looking at this question: am I building too fast or too slow? Again, using the metaphor of a building, we've completed our preparation and we've done our planning and we've decided on the design of the building. We've decided we're willing to pay, we know what the cost is, and we have looked at the location and we've decided we want to move away from a certain area and we want to move into a different kind of area with a different kind of neighborhood. We have also looked at the design of the house and made sure that we have a clear plan as to how we want this house to be different to the one that we've been living in. Whether it's new rooms, different sized rooms. We're also looking at the boundaries and the idea of really where does my property end and where does somebody else's start? What is my responsibility and what should I leave to someone else? All of those questions are starting to be asked prior to getting to your ground floor. The other thing that we need is a solid foundation. And that would be the biggest question you should be asking yourself now. If you're looking at the ground floor, which I call the floor of normality, then the first question to ask yourself is not just have I done the two stages before, but is the foundation solid? Is it solid? Is it stable? In other words, will it stand the weight of what I'm going to build on it? That's solidity. And will it remain standing after the weather turns bad and things go wrong? So this is what Jesus is saying in Matthew 7 verse 24 when he says that anyone who hears these words of his and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And he's basically saying, you know, it's a metaphor, and basically the house that he's building is his life, and the rock that he's building it on is the word of God. And he's saying this is a wise man because the rain came and the winds blew, but the house stood. In other words, it was both solid and stable. And anyone who hears these words of mine doesn't put them into practice is like the foolish man who built his house on sand. Now, what he's saying then is that the rains came and the wind blew and it fell with a mighty crash. Now, why would somebody build on sand is the question. Why would you do it? Well, I would say that this is a lot to do with appearance over reality. In other words, that the house might look really good. And it might even be solid in the sense that it will stand, it will look good, and everybody's saying, what a lovely house, right? In other words, everybody looks good and every method looks like it's working and every strategy looks like it's successful as long as the sun's shining. As long as everything's going your way, then it's easy to imagine that you're doing everything well. But who was it said years ago that Christians are like tea bags? You only know what's inside when you put them in hot water. And it's the same in Jesus' teaching here. He's saying it looks great until things go wrong. And that's where we look not just to solidity, but stability. In other words, is it tested? And of course, no one's going to walk into your house and say, what a lovely foundation you've got here. I'm really impressed by your foundation, because no one sees the foundation. And that's why a lot of us are more interested in appearances than reality. So we don't bother with the foundation because who's going to see that anyway? We basically are more interested in impressing people with our lovely curtains and, you know, our lovely couches and the look of the place, because that's what they see. But it's the foundation on which it's built. So don't rush ahead until you have built your foundation and it's both solid and stable. And you've checked out in which rooms is it solid and stable. In other words, it may be perfectly solid and stable in most of the rooms, but there might be one or two where people can still push your buttons, and if they say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing or don't do what you want them to do, next thing you know, you're acting out again. Well, that's not the place to be building on. We need to build that foundation stronger first. And of course, that's the first sign. You know, building on a foundation that isn't solid is the first sign that we're building too fast. Now, there's all kinds of reasons why we build too fast. You want, again, appearance over reality. You want to look good. There can be a lot of guilt and shame in our acting out. And it may be for years that we feel that our partner has been putting up with us or our family have been disappointed in us. We may have blown many chances. We may have abused a lot of trust and a lot of support. And so the pressure that we might feel to build too fast is real. But always remember that if you're building too fast on that basis, largely what you're doing is you're looking to remove the weight of your own guilt and shame. You're trying to get other people to approve of you in a way that will remove guilt and shame, when actually you need to process guilt and shame. You need to do that internally, not as a result of what someone else thinks. Remember, your family, your friends, even the new location that you're moving to, they may not get it. They may not understand what you've suffered with. They may never understand why you need to spend so much time trying to recover, even though the problem seems to have been sorted, you know, months or years ago. They may never understand. Their understanding you do not need. Your recovery starts and ends with you. So that would be the first thing to look at in terms of building too fast. Now, the ground floor I call the floor of normality. And what is normal, right? When I used to teach this stuff in rehabs for years, the first thing that would happen is people would start laughing or jeering and say, oh, you know, what is normal? Who knows what normal is? My normal's not your normal, and all this kind of nonsense, right? But it's very easy to explain what normality is because everybody knows what it is. Simply put, normality is being able to live with people and situations without spinning off into chaos and deteriorating and everything eroding all the time, but being able to maintain these things. On top of that, it would be something simple like being where you say you'll be, paying what you say you'll pay, and doing what you say you'll do. Jesus puts it very simply. He says, let your yes be yes and your no be no. It's as simple as that. And what I used to say to people, you know, when they used to question this idea about what normality is and who knows and so on, I'd say, well, how do we know what normality is? Well, is your life abnormal? And they say, oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm a drug addict. I'm a living chaos and so on. And I said, well, how do you know what abnormal is if you don't know what normal is? So, of course, they knew what normal was. They were just living in this sort of fantasy land of confusion. But it's about time we started building something real and put our feet on the ground and said, yeah, of course we know what normal is. It is being able to do these simple things and being able to maintain them. It's nothing to do with perfection or, you know, cornering the market and being, you know, making your next million. It's just to do with being able to cope with normal living. Now, another sign of building too fast is if you're not coping. You know, if all kinds of things are collapsing around you, and you realize you are the common denominator here, even though you've tried to blame everyone else, then maybe you're building a little too fast. I always say, if you can't volunteer at the local charity shop one afternoon a week without falling out with everybody, then maybe it's not the right time to build your first multinational company. Yeah. So think about pacing in terms of normality. Think about, am I actually ready to make this next step? Or am I still waiting for the foundation to dry? Am I still slowly building a room at a time in my ground floor? So check your rooms, check your aims, and check your relationships. If you've got a problem in a particular relationship, think about that particular relationship rather than all relationships, because some of them might be fine. But always best, you know, the Bible in Jeremiah says you can't heal a wound by pretending it doesn't exist. You know, we have to face these things and deal with them. And that's how we create perseverance and we create vigilance. And that's how we grow. Let's have a quick look at building too slow, which is just as common, but for different reasons. So what does building too slow look like? Usually it's to do with having your aims as too focused. In other words, let's say you're a problem drinker, an alcoholic, and you've focused your aims too tightly on the alcohol. That's very, very typical, because often your family or friends or advisors will say, well, you just need to stop drinking. Just stop doing it. What is that drug thing they used to say in the Reagan era? Just say no, right? Just say no, right? And so if you focused it that tight, the problem is as soon as you stop drinking, then your recovery started, you know, the moment you had your last drink and you're already successful. And so the first problem is that it feels like you don't need to do anything else. I've already stopped drinking. What's the problem? Well, to me, you see, building too slow is, it's a bit like having this beautiful foundation, all set up, well designed. It's going to build a, you know, it's going to be fit for purpose. Beautiful house can be built on top of it. And you're living in a little one-man tent in the corner of the foundation. You know, you think you've achieved your recovery, but you haven't. You've just achieved your foundation. And so the idea, you know, if you've been clean and sober for 10 years and you still don't have a job, you're probably building too slow. You know, if you're 35 or over and you're still living with your mum who's paying for everything, well, then maybe you ought to think about building a little bit quicker, taking a few more challenges on. Maybe it's time, you know, only you can decide. But what we don't want is for you to be living in a small tent on the corner of a beautifully finished foundation. We need to build something. And I believe that, you know, Jeremiah 29:13, you know, God has a plan for your life, and you're not going to fulfill that plan sitting on a beautiful foundation. You've got to build something. We've got to get to that first floor, which is where your aims, your ministry, your motivation, it's all up there. But we have to build in sequence. So the foundation's done. Then we need a ground floor, which is all about normality and coping and developing stamina and vigilance and perseverance by coping with normal life. And then we can start to build the first floor and say, now we're ready to take those more difficult challenges. So look, I hope that helped. And until the next time, be blessed. Bye for now.